Well, third man, the problem is that people in our current political system, especially populists, are compromised. They are demonstrably compromised. The Trump admin, for example, is compromised by relationship to Jeffrey Epstein and by foreign funds, funding that comes from a Zionist network. Nigel Farage is compromised by this. Le Pen is compromised by this. Milei is compromised by this. Old Maloney in Italy is compromised by this. And you can always tell. How can you tell? In crunch moments, like, for example, the UK recognizing Palestine as a state, Farage comes out and says, nope, this is the wrong thing to do. Maloney and Milei and Trump come out and say, nope, we will stand by Israel no matter what. And what they do is they wear your politics, your causes, your nationalism, your patriotism, you wanting your country back as a skin suit to get what they want, namely support for Israel. Do you get it now? I hope you get it. And until that problem is there, I will have zero faith in anything being sorted out. Why do I still say, in the face of that, that we will win? Because as time goes on, more and more people wake up to the fundamental problem that you can't get any solution in your country until that fundamental question is sorted out, i.e. get foreign influence out of your politics. It's not a case of doing a deal or using them to do something for you. It doesn't work like that. They use you. When they pay money, they're using you to get what you want. You don't use them to get what you want. They use you. Until you and Connor Tomlinson and Carl Benjamin and every other fucker gets that through their skull, you get nothing, you lose. Good day, sir.